Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA and I think whole world. Today we have Accent On with Ilona Europa, your guest, almost 3 years right now. Thank you for listening and downloading. I'm really proud of what I've achieved when it comes to this show. Then I would love to share information that from 7 till 8 Pacific time, everybody who listened to this show can also see us on a video channel on latalkradio.com. You just go there, see big TV screen, and click this little tiny window, and probably from 7 till 8, you will see me, Marek Bacik, who is my co-host, and my great guest. Okay, but right now, we are on Accent On from 6 till 7. How confusing is this, even for me? Anyway, if somebody will have camera right now, this will be one of the hottest show ever. I have 7 people in my studio, and they all are Polish. I'm in Polish heaven. I really am. And for the first time, probably I will be not having problem to just pronounce the names of my guests, which everybody knows and remember that I don't like to do that I always ask people to say their names. And I think we'll do the same right now. We have 6 of them. They all have great European accents. Some of them have less accent than me. And I will ask, why? How do they do that? They lost the accent, but we'll talk about this too. Okay, my first guest, he's an actor. He's a filmmaker. He has so many titles and so many hats on his head every day. He changes them that I don't even know where to start. But hey, Marek Probosz.
Hello, everyone. Marek Probosz. That's how you pronounce my name, Marek Probosz. That was perfect. No accent.
Thank
Bravo.
You. Thank you so much. I was working so hard to remember this name. Oh, my gosh. Okay, you are Polish, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, but you are the one that I think probably can say that you made it here. You made it in America. I think you feel successful.
I love to work. You know, once you follow your heart, once you follow your bliss, once you do what you love to do, the success is natural. It just comes, and you don't even know you are successful. You keep doing. You keep working. You keep going and inventing and creating. And it's amazing. It's a journey of a hero is the journey that you take and you never look back. Hmm. Somebody said very wisely that if you go through hell, don't stop, keep going.
You'll write better. If not, that would be hurtful.
Yeah, so I see myself as a Renaissance man. I really carry many hats, but the most important one, of course, is to be a father. So I wanted to say to my family and especially to my kids, Happy Kids Day. This is today is a Children's Day. Yeah.
And again,
1st of June.
I don't think so. America celebrates this day, but in Poland and in Europe, I think this 1st June, that's a very special day. We try to make our children so special in this day. And happened that most of us are parents and we have amazing children. Yeah. And we would love to say that the life will never be the same if they will not be around us. They just make our life so much better. Marek?
The happiest moments in my life are definitely the moments when I was when I am with my kids, and I was lucky because my wife decided to deliver my children at home delivery, which is very unique in this country specifically in Los Angeles. So to be there and to witness that miracle of life, of that journey of...
I think she's a miracle woman to wanting to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Then she's an amazing lady. I cannot... What is her name?
Gosha. Gosha is a warrior woman. She's...
Hi, Gosha. We would love to see you and meet you because I think she has her own business also, yes?
Yes, she's a yoga master.
I saw her picture. She's gorgeous. And if we can just a little bit wrap it up, this beautiful topic of children. You have amazing looking children too. Two of them, yes? And daughter and son.
They are not only good looking, they are great human spirits. Within, they are beautiful. And that's what's the most important to me as a father, of course. I'm very proud of them. And my daughter, Valentina, is 18 years old, just made it to Berkeley. She's going to study there this fall. And she has artistic soul. What can I say? She's an actress herself. She was in movies and theater and musicals. She played first violin in the orchestra and traveled around Europe performing in Vienna and Prague and Baden-Baden last year. She's also a dancer. She's a singer. Just recorded, her voice was recorded for the Swiss feature film recently. We are very proud of her. She's a fantastic spirit. We always call her, since she was born, she's the oldest soul in our family. Very, very special spirit. And our son is another healer, and we call him the family healer. He's 15. Last year he went to the championship U15 to Sweden and representing United States, and he got ninth place there.
Gosh, wow.
He played for many professional teams his age, of course, and this vacation he's going to Europe to do tryouts for English premiership teams and for Polish teams as well, of course. So we are also very proud of him. I'm really blessed as a father, as a husband, as an artist as well.
I love how you describe your family. I will be talking more about who you are and your business, your success in America and in Europe, also in Poland. In a moment, we have another guest, and it's also, I will say, he's a happy daddy too, and Adam Abramek. You are a multi-instrumentalist, you are a music producer, you are...
Mostly, yeah.
You're writing scores.
I'm a music producer.
You have so many hits in Europe and in Poland. I know you are living in New Jersey. Yes, mostly.
Recently, yeah, mostly.
I don't know. We need to explain this situation. How can you also travel between two countries and be successful on both continents, but mainly because of the first June? You have your two beautiful children in studio right now with us, and I know you are very, very proud daddy. You better do the same great job, you know, like Marek did. Describe who is on your right side, both of your children. They will talk a little bit too. Okay. Son, first, you have gorgeous son, tall.
Thank you.
And also musician. Daddy, I want you to tell us, what do you think? How old is your son, Adam?
My son is 21.
Okay, and he is here. Okay, let's... Adam, you just describe why you are here in LA. I know that daddy loves you dearly. I know the contact that three of you have here is just amazing, the closeness. And I know sister and brother are studying in America, and it's just very unusual story.
Do.
I will be talking a little bit more about this. Okay, Alan, you are in LA. You are living your dreams. I know your dad is very successful composer and amazing songwriter, and just he has his own career. But I think you want to just do better than him. What's going on?
You think I want to do better than my dad?
Well, yeah. We want children to do better than us. That's I will say differently. Yes. Okay. Then you are here in LA, and we talked like 6 months ago, 8 months ago on Accent On already, and you were saying you have something called cooking for the summer, and now the cooking is a pretty good cook. Then tell me what you are cooking here.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm cooking lots of goodies. And those goodies necessarily have to do something with music.
Oh.
I produce music as well. I compose, and that's what I love doing. And one of the reasons why I'm here today in beautiful LA with you beautiful people
Thank you.
is to be at an internship, my dream internship in Mirable Entertainment.
One more time, slowly. Everybody needs to know what he said.
Mirable people, Entertainment.
And people need to know what is this place. It's not like Mirable. This is a Mirable in LA, one of the coolest places ever. Describe us. What is this place?
Well, for me, it's like Disneyland 24/7, you know? Oh. I love producing music and composing, and Mirable Entertainment is a company, I guess, with all the people that I really, really look up to, and that hopefully, you know, one day I would be as good as they are at mixing and producing or composing music.
And the stars that are recording, there's anybody and everybody that we know and all worlds know, is a really great, great place for you. Then, yeah, I'm sure Daddy is very proud of you. And you like little electronica. You will be playing one of your songs because it's just a pretty cool story. You can repeat what the song means to you. And,
oh.
Yeah, and we have a song that is called It's Gonna Be a Good Day.
Yeah, It's Gonna Be a Good Day.
Which in LA is everything is happy.
Every day is a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wrote this song when I was studying in Pennsylvania, Mercer's University, where I still go. And this song was supposed to reflect student life every day, I guess, and was supposed to show how, you know, the university makes me feel, the particular mood that I wake up and I, you know, am in.
And you have a good day here, too, and there, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm an optimist.
Like, yeah, you look pretty happy. Oh, I hope this happiness many, many years from now will be also on your face. That's all what we want for all of our children. Mm-hmm. Now you have your beautiful sister next to you. Oh, come on, beautiful sister.
Yeah.
Blanca. What a nice name. Come closer to the microphone. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I cannot believe you're a little bit older than your brother.
A little bit. 4 years.
Oh my gosh, I don't want to ask how old are you, but you look like 21, too.
No, 26.
Gosh, she looks 21. Okay, good for you. Okay,
no makeup today.
Ah, that's even better. Anyway, if you look like that, you know, gorgeous, you're really fresh-faced, beautiful girl. But you are also very smart.
Thank you.
Dad, daddy, I know it's your job and mommy. Something when happen, good.
Yeah.
Baby, Blanca, you are so smart. And I was asking you, you just graduate?
No.
And you said like that, no. Tell us a little bit about your studying situation.
Yes, so I'm currently pursuing a master's in architecture at MIT in Cambridge. And I'm also working...
One more time, repeat like this Mirable. Repeat the name of the school.
At MIT. And yeah, so that's going pretty well. I am 2 years in. It's a 3.5-year program. And I'm also working as a research assistant for one of the labs at MIT.
Sounds really, really cool. And I know you're very smart. In a waiting room, I was asking you, can you describe what your job is about? You described 3 times. I had trouble to understand until you beautifully describe what will be or what is your position and what you want to do when you finish your degree. Describe us a little bit the question of all the situation of design and client needs. And I think that's a great future, you know, for you. Of course, the young generation comes and messes up everything in the old heads and say, that's what is your road. Is this what your job will be about? Just coming to companies and just redo, redesign? It's not about dresses, people, which I thought, what she's designing. Yeah, describe us in the smart language. I just loved it how you described it. It was so like music to my ear that I loved it, but I didn't understand too much. Okay.
Oh, thank you. So maybe before I go into the description, I'll give a little bit of background on MIT because I think it's a unique model, and I think I grew there a lot as a designer, and but it's something unique that I think that institution has that maybe isn't as available somewhere else. So MIT has a model where companies come and sponsor research. So there's research money that is available for labs, for projects, and you have a free card. You can do whatever you want and explore whatever avenue you want. So it's like a very free play space for innovation and
creativity.
Yes,
really hard, really hard. And I don't. Okay, I understand Alan's dream because Adam, you represent really what Alan is right now, and probably he will be hopefully even very, very successful worldwide. But the girl, where this came from, Alan and Adam, where she came from? Why you think she went left or right from what both of you are doing?
Can I jump in?
Yes!
You know, I actually thought about it as well, and I'm glad you asked the question. And actually, this idea was inspired by what Blanca said earlier. And, you know, our father is a composer, and he's a creative spirit of the family. Yeah. And our mother is a lawyer. So, you know, she's
Hi,
like...
Hi, Mama. What is mommy name?
Eva Abramek.
And so, Eva is in Poland right now?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
Eva.
No, she is in... Canary Island.
Oh, come on. Okay, we are less a little sad for you. But
well, Mom, we're in California.
Anyway,
so
Mom, come fly to California. Yeah. We have 8 seats here for you, waiting for you. Okay, then you think that they're a little bit different style of education your sister got from maybe mommy, yes?
Actually, we both are sort of a median between something as strict as law and something as creative as music.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Because, you know, when it comes to architecture, you have to be creative when it comes to designing, but you also have to,
open
have laws
your mind.
That you're, like, restricted
You're
well with.
Organized, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and when it comes to mixing, you also have something very creative. You know, you have basically art, and you have to follow, like, strict laws, like structure when it comes to... I don't know, even as simple things as equalization of, you know, some tracks.
Yeah, pretty so, mathematic physics and stuff like that. But then eventually the sensibility of the track, of the recording and producing comes from your heart and the same Adam's heart. You really, your vision need to be mixed with creativity and rules. They need to be beautifully mixed. Anyway, great, great talent in the young people. And I will say future of Europe, future of for America, future of Poland. And that's what the world is right now. Very, very small, beautiful place. Adam, you are traveling a lot. I know that you were in Europe, then in Berlin. You just told me, because I'm hoping that we'll be working together with Adam. We are co-writing, and I have some very talented American
singers.
Children singers that will be recording, and hopefully we'll put some album together with what is young and hot in America with a European point
style
of view.
Or,
that sounds very cool
or
to
taste.
Me too, and taste. Mm-hmm. But Adam, you travel and record. Why you are in New Jersey?
I'm in New Jersey because I've got friends there and very good musicians and very good recording studio. I love to work at that place. I'm thinking now of Lake House Studio in Asbury Park. So very well equipped and very good environment to create.
What you are working on right now?
Music. Right now, I'm working on ballad for Rajan.
Oh, okay.
You know him, right?
I know. Okay. Hi, Raju. He doesn't even... Oh, he heard, but he doesn't even know that you are working on that right now. That's amazing. We have three really hot artists. Four. Taylor, Carol, which we'll have him next Monday in a studio and live on cameras also. He's hot, people. What a rocker. He's hot and he's a little Polish, which is so cute. And he sings amazingly. Then we have Raju. They have Shitania. Then we have Natasha. And we'll be mixing these talents. And of course, hopefully, Alan will add something to this album too. Amazing. Okay. I know ladies supposed to come first, but sometimes you leave the most gorgeous things in a studio for the last.
Yeah.
Okay. We
top.
Have beautiful lady with us. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I cannot wait really to listen to your life story, which will be having pleasure to see you and talk to you also with Marek Probosz, which right now will be moving also to talk a little bit more about career for Marek. But Carolina Phil, I am so happy that I met you. I don't know. I think I will Thank be you. Friends forever. It's something their girl-like vibes. It's something they're nice. And really, thank you, Adam, for bringing Karolinka.
Karolina.
Oh. Yeah, I feel the same. Oh. From the moment I met you, I feel the same connection. So I think we...
You're beautiful. You're and strong. So are you. You have this... you come... Same Marek. When everybody will see his outfit, is like, oh my gosh. You know, certain people are just for reason this way. But Karolina, for woman, and Marek mentioned a little bit later, we'll be talking how hard it is really to work in this entertainment for ladies, for lady actors. We'll talk about this a little bit more. But you are here 14 years in America.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
I got this information short at 12:30 at night from Adam Abramek saying, I'll bring with me a very interesting lady. She came to America with $50. She's very successful businesswoman. And I'm like, okay, bring it. And I'm like, oh my God. You know, everybody's successful in a way, but you know, you enter, I'm like, she's a strong lady. I know she is successful, whatever she wants to do. Probably she's happy with the direction that her life goes to. Then tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, first of all, I think I feel like such an underachiever hearing all these stories. I know Blanca and Alan since they were little kids. So, I'm very, very proud of them, but they know that. And I think I'm not much comparing to them. But thank you for the recognition. I've been here 14 years. I came here without nothing. Had a flight back from Chicago, ended up in L.A. No money for even getting to Chicago. No job, no place to stay. And somehow, 14 years later, I own assisted living facilities. I can call myself a successful person. I achieve a lot that I wanted to achieve, and you know, sky is the limit. I still have a lot. I never stop. Life is short, and you have to keep moving forward. So
that's a very, very unusual business to be in, and very needed. And I cannot wait to talk to you about this because it's just almost scary that you told me what you are doing. I was focusing more about your education, which you are a filmmaker and you mm-hmm. finished very, you are a very well graduated person too from a renowned film school in Poland. But things that you do, we all will need badly, very soon.
Eventually, we all
very
get there.
Soon. And what is the unusual situation? Because 1 month ago, I met a lady who is becoming right now one of my dearest friends, and she's doing the same in Agoura. She is doing the same, very successful. She has two places like that. I cannot believe. We'll be probably talking more with you and her, Anya. Anya, I cannot wait to have you on the show right now. You will really, both of you will hit it off, and I cannot wait to talk about all we all will get older. We better think how we want to spend the coolest older age, you know, not only drinking and playing or whatever, not remembering.
Sometimes
but really,
you'd rather not remember.
Yes. Then thank you so much. Again, everybody, please tune in to 1 hour from 7 till 8 p.m. Pacific time to the best of Poland and Europe, Accent On with Ilona Europa and my co-host Marek Baczyk. Mareczku, you are sweet and gentle. Marek Baczyk, he's here because he knows that so many people you try to be.
I'm just a mascot, that's what it is.
Yeah, you try to be sweet and gentle. I know you know our main guest, Marek Probosz, well, in a way. You are his fan. You ask me to say, you need to have a Marek. He's so charming. He's so gorgeous. He looks great. He's just easygoing.
See him at 7 to 8.
We can say, yes.
Full on.
Then I mean, thank you again for introducing
amazing.
Us.
I'm literally got like a man crush right now.
I know. You both are very close.
He'll be my first bride.
And we were talking about this, that Marek need to represent some great designer
Definitely.
For
should,
people after 40. He is hot.
Definitely.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. Calvin Klein.
Yes,
Police.
And again, you Police. Never know. I think I have few designers from Poland who are doing very, very well in America who really, really have good roots and are young, hip people. I will try to connect you with them. I will see two of them. We'll see. Maybe something will cook good. I will get some percentage.
You should represent
like 15%.
People over 50 who looks like 35.
I know.
You know, I
yes.
mean, look at his shape. I mean, it's just amazing.
Okay.
Drives me absolutely nuts.
I know, Marek. You are trying to lose weight. You're doing good job. I'm hiding behind black, like every woman.
In the studio, I'm getting my little kimono, put it on. That's it. You know, nobody's going to guess my... It's going to be a show. Guess my weight.
Oh, I like the topic. Guess my weight. Okay. Okay. I think we had so many wonderful people here, and thank you for your patience, Marek, because really, in a way, you are our main guest, and I know you'll be back, because I have so much to ask you for and so much to be proud of what you represent in this country and both countries. And in a way, I can pitch for you who you are, what you're doing, and where you are going, and why this way or that way. Or I can just say, you tell us what you are the most proud of, how all of these things happened, and when did you move to America? Why did you decide to do that? What was the hardest moment? Look at, I'm piling all questions for you. You are an also educator. You're also a UCLA professor, yes, and you are teaching young people how to become who you are here in America. I know you can say it all. We have time. We have time. I'm giving you this time, and I will not talk too much, and I want you to give us your own life story, okay? And then everybody can see you 30 minutes from now in a channel, video channel on LA Talk Radio in 30 minutes. Okay, again, Marek Probosz, who are you?
I'm a man who is dreaming his dream, who lives his life the way that he wouldn't want to repeat it again. One of my heroes since I was a kid was my grandfather and then my father. But so I was lucky, right? But also I had some literary heroes, and one of them was Odysseus. Odysseus was the man who loved traveling, loved adventure. And in my life is an adventure. And when I came to United States, I was working in Hamburg. I was working on a feature film, and to go to Hamburg in 87, for me, was almost impossible.
Yeah.
For political reasons and the communist system.
And we are talking 1 hour by plane, and
that's
still
right.
Was impossible.
That's right. But still, you only came to Berlin.
Yeah.
East Berlin.
East Berlin.
From East Berlin, you went to West Berlin, and from West Berlin, you went to Hamburg.
Yeah.
So it was very hard to get there, and I was allowed to go there because I worked on a movie. Otherwise, I wouldn't get permission.
We had a special passport, yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
And over there, I was introduced to the artistic director of American Cinematheque, Gary Essert. Gary Essert, who organized in the United States, in Los Angeles, Filmex, and he started American Cinematheque. And when I was introduced to him, he said, no, you don't have to introduce yourself. I know your work.
Wow.
Which was shocking to me. A man came from Hollywood, and he was visiting, and he knew my work. So he saw three of my pictures at the Cannes Film Festival, San Sebastian Film Festival, and Karlovy Vary Film Festival. He mentioned those films. And he said, I would like, you know, I'm organizing a panel in Los Angeles. Would you mind to come and be my guest from Eastern Europe? Of course, as I say, it was a dream. It was impossible.
And it was 87.
So I said, of course, yes. And then he said, okay, so I'll take care of it. And where are you staying? I gave him the address and all the details he needed to know. And then he said, please, he contacted me. And he said, why don't you go to the embassy and get the visa to come to United States? And we are inviting you. I went, and I didn't get the visa. They refused to give it to me. So I came back to the hotel, and Gary called me and said, did you get it? Is everything? I said, no, I didn't get it. He said, oh, impossible. This is legal. Yeah. This is official.
Culture,
we pay for everything. I mean, they have to let
Why
you go.
Not?
So he said, I really apologize, and please go again tomorrow. I'll talk to them, and I really apologize for what happened. So I went again. And second time, they refused my visa.
Wow.
So I came back and I said, listen, Gary, when he called, I have to go back to Warsaw again in a couple of days. So I don't think it's going to happen. It was very nice. He said, no, I mean, this is absolute now. It's really on me. And I'm really upset about this. I'm going to talk to consul. I'll call you back. So he called me back again. He said, I did talk to consul. And he said, he wants to see you. So don't talk to anybody tomorrow. Just ask for consul. Please, it's going to be taken care of. So I went for the third time, and I see somebody approaching the window, and I'm saying, no, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk only to consul, because it was the same face I've seen before. He smirked at me, and he said, I am the consul.
Oh, my gosh.
So
That's a movie, already a movie in the making.
And he said to me, Marek, I know you must be talented because otherwise they wouldn't invite you to Hollywood for the panel, for 3 weeks panel with other filmmakers in Hollywood. You're young. There's a communist regime in your country. And I know you'll never come back. So I cannot give you visa because I know that. And I said, I started to talk and said, listen, don't talk to me through this window. Come over to my office because I promised Gary that I'll talk to you. So I want to spend some time with you. And if you are such a good actor, you can convince me that you will come back. And if I believe you, then I'll give you visa. Because oh, wow. I know you won't come back. But if you are such a good actor and you can fool me, then I'm going to give it to you. And I'll sign it with my gold Parker and I'll lick it with my own saliva because visas at that time were like big postcards absolutely. And they had to glue them to the passport. So we went in. He asked his secretary, Jane, please make us a coffee. What kind of coffee? We drank coffee. And I started to talk and I have no idea what did I say. But I must be a good actor because I saw his pink tongue coming out and he was licking that visa, and he signed on that visa 3 weeks only in Hollywood. So there was still some doubts, but I got the part. I got my visa. And you know what? He was right. I came here and I stayed, of course. But at that time, I didn't know I'm going to stay. It was really pure in heart. I was booked for 3 years in advance. I was playing at that time in Poland only lead parts in theater, TV, film. Directing already abroad in East Germany and Czechoslovakia at that time. I really had a big success. I had fan clubs at this time and plans, as I say, for 3 years to the future. So I had no idea I'm not coming back. But that's exactly what it is. You never know. People who are doing it, they don't know. They are on a journey.
Yeah. You cannot stop somebody else's journey, but you almost got stopped.
Yes,
you know, almost
yes,
three times.
But it was destined to be. So when I came, of course, the beginnings were fantastic. I stayed at the Roosevelt Hotel, and I had meetings in Paramount Studio, and I had panels with filmmakers, Oscar winners, etc., etc. So I had my translator. My English was very bad at that time. So it was amazing. The limo picked me up from the airport, and it was all shocking at that time. Today it's not. To you guys, it's normal.
Yeah, but for youngsters, many years ago,
then it was unbelievable.
Same generation, yeah.
So 3 weeks later, I had to make my decision, right? And I decided to stay. I decided to stay because I realized that in life, the essence of life is freedom.
Taking a chance.
And it's not a success. Successful man is a happy man. Successful man is a free man. And I went to UCLA when I decided to stay, and I started to learn English. Irony, because I'm a professor for 10 years now at UCLA. I teach acting, film and theater acting there. But at that time, I went to learn English, and after a while, I asked the professor to talk to me after class, and I said, listen, what would you do? You booked for 3 years. You have flowers every day in your door from your fans, because that was really happening as well. And I said, and suddenly, after the 3 weeks, I know I'm nobody. Hero. From hero to zero. Yeah, exactly.
Carolina said something else. We'll talk about this because she thinks she started from zero and now she's going up, up, up. But you are right. I remember the same moment. I had my career in Poland. Then you come here. I changed my life to have happy family life, and left everything what was career there. But still, you cannot drop everything and say, now I am this, but I will never be what I was. You just miss this so much. But you know, when you wash your dishes and you cook something and you say, I was on a stage, I had the flowers, I had money, I look gorgeous. Now is this all what I will be having? And then you need to fight to become again what you left. And that's what you say. This is scary. From high to zero, how you got up.
You reach the rocky bottom, and it's tough. And it's tough. And you have to know what's your goal. You have to know what's your... You have to have a vision. You have to have a dream. So my dream was, when I asked that professor what would he do when he would be in my place, he said, what is the most important thing in life for you? I said, love and freedom. And he said, listen, don't worry about love. You'll find that one. He said, but freedom, do you have it in your country? And I said, no. So he said, so you answered yourself. And that's it. That was it. You know, I feel very uncomfortable when I'm limited, when I'm not free. And I was doing so well professionally. I was so successful. But when I would finish my rehearsal in a theater and I would step outside to the streets, it was winter, I saw blood on the snow. And I remember, you know, the murders and the martial law and interrogations and kidnapping people at night, etc., etc. It was just something I couldn't accept as a human being, as a pacifist, as an artist. I said, no, I'd rather be nobody and start all over again. You have to die and basically give mm-hmm. give yourself birth. You have to become your own mother and father and start all over again. Tough journey, but that, the only journey. There's no other journey. So I started to do that. And, of course, beginnings were hard. I was lucky because during the period of 3 weeks, I met some people who offered me collaboration. I started to write. From all the other things, I started to write screenplays. I was a co-writer. I co-wrote a couple of screenplays, which later on were translated. My grandfather was a successful Polish writer in 1938, 1 year before the Second World War. Jerzy Probosz won the literary award from the Academy of Polish Literature. And as a result, in 1939, when Germans attacked Poland, he was one of the first to be arrested, taken to Dachau concentration camp and murdered there in 1942. But his gene somehow is very alive in my blood and in my family. We love literature, and I started to write. I had time for it because, in a way, you know, two of my books are published. I wrote a couple of books. And I have a book in my head. Recently, I was asked by somebody, so what is the book about? And 2 hours later, she said, where can I buy it? I said, no, it's in my head. I have no time to write it.
No, you had time.
I'm really busy with everything I'm doing. So, but I love writing, but it's a very lonely journey. And I started to write because I found time for it. I couldn't act. I couldn't direct. So I started to write. And after that, my English got a little bit better, and I got my first part. How to Survive in Hollywood was the TV show, and I got my SAG card, Screen Actors Guild card, which allowed me to work at an agent, so I got an agent. And the rest is history. From that moment on, I started to work as an actor, and I played many parts in feature films, TV series, theater. I played Odysseus in Getty Villa, with a brilliant English star, Shakespearean actor, Henry Goodman, who played Philoctetes. It was Philoctetes by Sophocles, and we both starred in it. It was a fantastic journey, fantastic performance, and it was amazing to embrace the character I loved so much as a young man. I played Roman Polański in Helter Skelter, produced by Vincent Bugliosi, who was the prosecutor of Manson and his family. Amazing human being, very wise man. I was casted by Phyllis Kaufman, one of the best casting directors in this country, who won from actors that she casted over several Oscars. She casted all the movies of Clint Eastwood, among others. Did many things, but one of the discoveries, of course, was that I had to expand my territory. I had to be even more Renaissance. So writing came handy, and then acting. But then I got into directing. I directed earlier before I took off to America in Czechoslovakia very successfully. I did direct and adopted Salome by Oscar Wilde, and I played Salome, I directed it, I adopted it, and the play was the best play of a year in 86, 1 year before I took off. After this, I was offered to direct Metamorphoses by Josef Kafka in opera in Brno. Never happened because I already left. I was offered to play Mozart in German-Czech co-production. Couldn't come back because once you decided to stay for a year and a half, you can't move your ass from Los Angeles. So I was stuck. So the price you pay for your freedom is very, and choices you make is very high, but it brings you to other discoveries about yourself. So I started to direct. I wrote a play, and the play got recognition in 3 best theaters in Los Angeles, and Odyssey Theater was one of them to ask me to direct my play, original play there. I did. After that Open Fist Theater Company asked me to again direct it there. And from that piece led me to meet great actors, which I casted in my first short film, Cruel Story. I directed, wrote it, and with that film, I got into American Film Institute for directing program, which was quite an amazing journey from, I don't know how many thousand people. They picked 20, 10 men, 10 women. And just, it's enough to say that probably 5 years ago, 3 colleagues from my class were nominated for Academy Award. It was quite an amazing program, and I of course, learned my craft there as a film director. And I directed a feature film later. I directed 6 short films, 1 documentary, feature length.
Gosh, you're busy.
Feature film.
I'm tired.
Yeah, me too. You ask me, so I'm tired too.
Let's talk about
what do you eat for dinner tonight?
No, I know, but
I just finished my fast. I was fasting 10 days, you know, so.
Again, you look hot. But you must be so tired, or not, because we need to work and we love to be tired.
Listen, when we work, we're not tired. That's the whole thing.
And then, you know. But if we can take also a little breather, I don't want to forget, because Alan, we need to play a little bit of your song. And then I would love to come back to Marek, because I know he has always great day in LA. And we are so proud of you. I could not follow better way how you describe your, you know, comes and goes and ins and outs of your career. But it's so busy with good things. And I'm just so proud of you. And you got your love and you got your freedom and you rebuild what you left out. And I know now you are back into Europe and Poland. And the gentleman consul who gave you the visa, he's supposed to be very proud of you because you're back. You are marrying the best of Poland, and that's why you will be on Axon, the best of Poland in Europe, in 20 minutes, and everybody can see you also. Anyway, let's have a little breather for the music, because Ilona Europa loves to play great music, and Alan is here. Then let's listen to your cool song.
Talking, but it really makes no sense at all. When I see her walking over my heels, I start to fall. I can feel my heart skipping beats. Right now I feel like I cannot move my feet. Those shooting stars, for you I'd catch them all. When you took that fall,
you look me in the eye.
I got that feeling.
Butterflies start to fly.
I got that feeling.
Temperatures start to rise.
I got that feeling.
When you look me in the eye,
it's gonna be a good day now. I got that feeling. It's gonna be a
I seen a shorty walk by, I need a second look. Type of chick that dressed fine, let me carry your bush. I can feel my heart pound, you can see I'm shook. I'm stupid, stuttering, uttering nonsense. These words steady fumbling, wonder what comes next. Will I walk you to class or hold your hand? Would you call me a man? Introduce me to your friends. I got that feeling that it's gonna be a good day. So grab your friends and I'll grab mine. And we can kick it with the crew, call it rowing a mile. And when everyone leaves, hope you chill for a while. 9 to now, no need to talk about how. So cool, you're the kitchen towel. So sweet, no talk, I can tell from the start. Cause
you look me in the eye.
I got that feeling.
Butterflies start to fly.
I got that feeling.
Temperature starts to rise.
feeling.
When you look me in the eyes,
I got that feeling.
It's gonna be a good day now. I got that feeling.
I got that feeling.
It's gonna be a good day now.
Nothing worse than time that you cannot stop. But everybody takes headphones. I have some great surprise. Congratulations on your song, Alan.
Thank you very much.
We have a good time every time when I play this song. And I know you'll be my guest also on The Best of Poland. We'll need to book you for another Monday. You are staying in LA for 3 months. That will pair you with some another cool guest. And I cannot wait to talk to you a little bit more. And people can see you. You're also a very handsome gentleman.
Oh,
anyway, I have very cute tiny surprise because I will be having on both of our shows on Accent On Gina Haser, who right now she's working with Nile Rodgers. Oh, and I want people little play, like little tiny some surprise. I cannot wait for this girl who is also a Polish girl and have her in the studio. She's gorgeous and she has heat on her hands. It's called Habibi Love, but this is something that people need to listen for a second.
Hey, I'm Nile Rodgers.
And I'm Gina Heiser.
And you're listening to our new song, Habibi Love.
On LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa.
How hot is this? But everybody needs to wait for the song to be heard when Gina will fly from, I think she's abroad right now, promoting her new song. But I am so happy they just recorded this little bit. You know, I don't know how you call this, the tiny 10 seconds of something, promoting her song, Habibi Love. And I'm sure she's number one in Delhi and everywhere where she is right now. Anyway, in Poland too, I think Universal signed her for this one. Then, coming back maybe to Marek, we need to finish this show. We have only 2 minutes, really. You'll be back, hopefully, if you will be sweet enough, because I know you have so much to say. I know you can bring some cool student with you that can probably say how great teacher you are. I know you have a great children that I cannot wait to meet your daughter. Oh my gosh, how hot lady she needs to be right now, how smart. I'm calling hot because being beautiful and smart, that's to me hot, you know. And then I would love to talk to her too and listen to her voice. But I know you are working right now on something very, very important. Then let's not omit this information. And I see the 360, the circle from what your grandpa went through and now what you are doing right now, your very important role in a very good movie, big movie right now. Then could you just tell us what's going on right now in your life before people in 10 minutes switch to The Best of Poland and Europe Accent On with Ilona Europa and co-host Marek Bacik. And we'll be talking some more with Marek Probosz and Karolina Phil. And maybe we can feed in some of our guests. We have 4 microphones, little trouble, but I don't know. We'll see what we can do. Tell us what you're doing right now.
I'm flying next Monday to Chicago to the International Film Festival Eyes on the World. And the film, very special film, The Death of Captain Pilecki, about one of the biggest heroes of the 20th century that I had the privilege to portray in this film, Witold Pilecki, is going to be shown there. And it's interesting because this year, this is already my third journey to Chicago this year. I was there in March. I was showing The Death of Captain Pilecki in 4 different venues, in the Holocaust Museum, Loyola University, in the St. Ferdinand Church, and at the Polish Museum in America. And then I traveled further to Canada, where I was showing this film and meeting with the audience in Ottawa and in Montreal. And then I flew back to Chicago to work on a feature film, political thriller, Smolensk, about the tragedy that happened 5 years ago when the plane with the president, first lady, and 96 people of Polish government died in the fatal crash in Smolensk.
Until this day, we don't know really what happened.
We don't know because the plane is still in the possession of Russia and Russian government did the whole investigation, and we are just getting glimpses from the black boxes, which are still in Russia, etc., etc. So the incredible book came out in Germany by one of the world-renowned journalists about that catastrophe, and there are really some theories of conspiracy. But the movie is based on facts, and the movie is not pointing fingers. The movie is telling the story of what happened with the nation, what happened with particular people, and how Poland was affected. It's an amazing script. I read the script, and I know the director is a very well-known Polish director, Antoni Krause. When he offered me to be in this film, I just couldn't say no. I thought it's an amazing story and probably one of the biggest Polish tragedies since the Second World War. So I worked on this film. The premiere of this film is supposed to take place at the end of this year or the beginning of the next year. And I, of course, I directed in the beginning of this year in March Jean Genet's Splendids at UCLA. I'm going to teach again at UCLA. This summer I'll be teaching four classes, very busy teaching film and theater acting. Just talked today about the TV, American TV series in Poland. They are considering me for one of the lead parts. We'll see if that happens. I don't like to talk about projects which keep your fingers crossed. But I'm working on the script that I wrote. It's called Undemalum, The Problem of Evil. A very interesting story, and I wrote a feature film, Last First Step, about Marek Hłasko, and I would love to shoot that. That's the only piece he wrote in Los Angeles. I'm very emotionally attached to this project.
Thank you so much. I need to make us to move physically to another place, for another side of the studio, and we need to pick up from where we've left. And I'm hoping people will just turn their ears and eyes into video channel on LA Talk Radio. And
thank
we
you.
Will be continuing. For right now, thank you so much. And I
thank
know that
so
Marek
much.
Probosz will be for number two interview very, very soon booked on LA Talk Radio, Accent On with Ilona Europa. Thank you so much. 1 second of Eternal Keys by Ilona Europa, and bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.